Okay. Pledge allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a moment of silence, please. Two guys in my kids' division got killed last week before. Thank you.
Mayor, now we're going to take a roll call.
Please.
Mr. Redman?
Here.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Clancy?
Yeah.
Ms. Kane?
Yeah.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
First item on the agenda is committee reports. We're going to start with finance.
Steve, please, sir.
Yeah. So on for tonight is the ordinance to authorize the conversion from a state fiscal year back to a calendar year, and in the process to prepare a transition year budget. I am in the process of preparing that transition year budget, and the other requirements of the state is I will have to prepare the next two-year projected calendar year budgets and 18-month cash flow for both the general fund and the sewer utility. So I'm in the process of doing all that. And also, I'm in the process of finishing up the best practices checklist, which is due at the end of the month, and I'll have a resolution for the next meeting.
Thank you, Steve.
And also, Mayor, you and I will be signing an agreement with the state on the transition year process.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Moving on to public safety.
Is Chief here or no?
He's not here.
Okay.
He's not here.
Oh, okay. Tim, do you have anything? Or?
He didn't forward anything to me.
Okay. More. Want to go right into administration then?
Sure, sure. Just a report from the Department of Public Works. They had, in addition to the regular rounds, they built and installed a new reception desk at the community center. They also continued to do a sign survey in conjunction with the police department to replace signs that are out there that we know are deficient, street signs, etc. They provided a list. We did start the electronic recycling program, and they did assist with the demo removal of the concrete at Veterans Park for the sidewalk repairs. They also picked up furniture that the Atlantic Highlands had in surplus for their new building. They got some furniture from Verizon when they shut down a while ago, and they offered us up some pieces of equipment, so the Public Works guys could do that. Under Building and Housing, Code Enforcement reported the 50 items that he was working on during the month of February included 31 CO inspections and 19 additional complaints that were followed up with, not including what's already in his file of catch-up work on notifications and summonses. I don't have a full report on the summonses, but some of the activity that he's been working on has been pulled out of town to go before another judge based on the proximity of the property, and he is aggressively seeking resolution to some of those items. He's continuing his efforts, he is issuing warnings, and he's trying to work with the property owner as best he can. Under the construction office, 17 permits were issued. Paul Vitale has been working with FEMA, and we have a possibility of working with FEMA regarding potential substantial damage to some homes during the Hurricane Irene event. People that did apply and were in the FEMA system were notified and followed up with Paul as well. So we're awaiting potential grant for that. We're going to find out pretty soon where that's at. Zoning, continue working with the communications tower proposed by Monmouth County. There was an item regarding bees. I'm not going to go long detail, but apparently that item was addressed and has been addressed and removed to the satisfaction of the zoning. Parks and Recreation, lots of activity at the center, including the Girl Scouts, 4-H, Taekwondo, business partnership meetings, Girl Scout meetings, garden club. I'm not going to go into full detail on that, but had a good month, and weather was very cooperative this year for non-cancellation of programs, so that's a good thing. From the administrator's report, ongoing information to FEMA for reimbursement. We did submit public works worksheets for debris removal and protective measures. I've been notified recently, based on our calculations, that we may anticipate slightly over $100,000 in reimbursement. So that's higher than the number we originally thought possible, but FEMA's been working with us and they understand the process and what we've been through, so they've been very very good at working with us on that.
Tim, what was the total amount we put out for that?
Part of it.
I believe we were at round 120, but that included all...
Leading up to it, too.
Well, yes. All and ancillary expenses, such as some of the reports that we had done, that included some of the...
Meetings, everything, right.
Yes.
Preparation.
So they have a formula. They won't reimburse us directly for some of those items, but their formula enabled us to recoup the money that we put out. So we're hoping for good news electronically. They make the transfers to Mr. Pfeffer. He notifies me that it's been done, and then I can sign off and return the paperwork to FEMA.
Good job by Dave Parker and yourself and everybody else involved setting that up and doing the right procedures.
It's been working working well. Only other thing on our list of Veterans Park electrician did return to troubleshoot the lighting. I believe that was corrected, but he's waiting for another fixture that was deficient, I guess, and that's going to be delivered, and he'll install that when it comes. So that's it at this point.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Library's next. I don't see Tara Ryan. Highlands Business Partnership. Carla?
Visual Improvement Committee, Nancy submitted a letter to you guys for some upcoming projects and the completion of Merritt Hill. So we just wanted to thank Mr. Hill for getting the water meter installed for the irrigation. We'll be getting that within the next few weeks, the plantings. Also, the Bay Avenue Maintenance Program will begin on or about April 28th, the end of April. The Clean Communities Program will begin in the next 2 weeks, so we'll be in time right before the parade. The initial cleanup of the parks and public spaces. We're going to be doing some spring plantings in the containers for the parade. So far, we've raised $5,735 for the parade. We have nine pipe bands. And thanks to Mayor Nolan, we have a school of Irish dancers that are coming for a small donation. We have a huge interest, outside interest in the parade. We feel there's going to be more floats than ever. A lot of people that normally didn't do it before are doing it now, building floats. We reached out, you know, to everyone. Sorry, I didn't type on that. And as far as the events committee, you have a letter for consideration for a Taste of Highlands event, a new event, and we're also working to secure a Guinness Book of Records for a fall event in September to break the Guinness record in Highlands. And
what's the record we're trying to break? I know it, but everybody here might not.
we're trying to, with the assistance of Leo Cervantes at Tomango's, we're going to try to break the world's record of the largest enchilada in the world, which is currently 70 meters, and we're shooting for 80 meters. But it's going to cost, you know, have a lot of national attention, which is really the goal for Highlands. It's going to have a team like to eat the whole enchilada in Highlands, New Jersey. We'll have packs, you know, associated with the tickets to participate. And then finally, there was something else that just left me. The sign for Veterans Park, for the sponsorship sign. I'm meeting with the sponsor for the benches next week. I'm going to be reaching out to Mr. Hill, so we should be looking at some new benches, hopefully late spring or early summer. And the new sign, which is going to be, the sketch will be submitted to the borough, and it's going to be featuring the veterans on the top of the sign. So that will be forwarded to you guys in the near future. And we're going to be buying new emblems for the top of the Wayfair sign using some artwork from Lola Adolph, a local artist. And we're going to be, because a lot of them were banished in, with the DOT, so rather than replacing them, we're doing a whole new look, so we'll also submit that artwork to Mr. Hill.
Thank you, Carla. Appreciate it. Shared services, I'll add myself, Mr. Hill, and Chief Blue have been meeting with Atlantic Highlands every 2 weeks. We met 10 days ago. We're trying to get a shared service for, first one would be dispatch. There's a lot more logistics to work out with that than there is court, which would be our second call. I'd say we're getting very close for to the point where they're going to give us a dollar amount, what the offer will be. if it makes sense and everybody agrees up here as well as over there, we'll probably do a shared service for dispatching. That will save us some money. And by that turn, it'll keep us intact for what we're trying to get accomplished here in town. Tim, when is the...
I think we have a next meeting set at this point.
Because of the meeting with Mr. Pallone?
Right. Okay.
So maybe we'll do that next Friday, the next meeting. I know we met 10 days ago, but... Anyone else have anything on shared service? Okay. Other business?
Moving on to Veterans Park proposal, Mr. Hill.
Yeah, Mayor and Council, in your packets, there's a proposal to redo the basketball court surfacing at Veterans Park. Local gentlemen's involved with a company called Top One Maintenance Corporation.
Did they get pictures like the ones you showed, the guy showed us?
Well, I have color sort of render. I don't mind showing them to the audience. Gentleman came in. He lives in Highlands. His company's based in New York. They do a lot of work with the New York public schools. He plays basketball. He sees the kids playing down there. He's offering the services to resurface the entire court. He would then like to do a color coding of a red, white, and blue basketball court for Veterans Park, with Veterans Park in lettering around the interior circle with the potential of a flag.
At the center court, right?
Yes. At no cost to the borough. He's willing to donate the entire project to us. So I'm presenting it to the council tonight. Like I said, the gentleman lives in town. He told me the other day he's moving behind the community center soon because the Three Beach Boulevard is now vacant for rental. So he said he's moving down, but he's anxious. If we have any questions, he'd be more than happy to meet with a few of us. But just want to make sure he is who he is. We get insurances, whatever we need, make sure he's on board. And I submit that we move with it, but that's...
Tim, just, I would recommend if you can meet with one of the council. I met the guy here the other day.
Right.
I'm good with it, and you should probably meet with one of the other council members and iron out all those details about insurance and all that.
Sure, and I will, if requested, we will meet with the VFW as well.
Becky,
yeah,
all right, Tim?
Yeah.
Councilwoman Kane.
Thank you.
Thank you. Letter of resignation?
Mr. Hill?
Yeah, unfortunately, one of our... Oh, no, it's not me. Not yet. Valerie Chaparro, who's been a longtime employee of the community center in various capacities, actually attended the center as a kid, has submitted a letter of resignation as she will be relocating to South Carolina, where her family is also at. So just want to give you the heads up that that is taking place. We do have applicants who are on file from the last time we had a vacancy. So before we do advertise, I'm going to contact the folks that were already on file with applicants, see if there's any interest, and then we would move forward. So okay. I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Police vehicles?
We received a letter from Captain Claggett. Mr. Hill, can you speak on this?
Yeah, I forwarded the letter on. I also emailed Mr. Redman and the mayor with regards to the vehicle. The police department had put in for the acquisition of a military Humvee for emergency purpose use for the police department only. It is not a patrol vehicle. They've been on the list for such a vehicle, but as I understand it, if you don't react quickly, you go off the list, the vehicle's gone. They were able to be in the running for this particular vehicle. And they're requesting through Captain Claggett in discussion with the chief that they feel this vehicle would be very, very helpful in terms of emergency during flooding and other significant situations that they may have use. It does come from the U.S. Defense Logistics Agency Law Enforcement Support Office. And, up front, there is no cost to us to obtain the vehicle. We've been assured that it's in excellent running condition. If we find out differently, we don't have to put it on the road.
We give it back.
You're probably to scrap it.
You might just want to see how long you have to keep it before you scrap it.
Let's see how long.
That's the catch.
Also, we got to know what the impact of insurance is and all that good stuff.
I think I have a problem with this from the point of view. We have six. What? 2x6s? Parked in the parking lot right next to the center, plus the two white ones. I think The issue is not that it's free. The issue is the cost to keep it running.
Nothing's free. I mean, obviously, it's plenty free up front.
And I honestly don't know whether we need another vehicle to not run. You know, these 2x6s, or what are they called?
Deuce and a half.
All right? That's what their function was supposed to be, is to provide emergency transportation in deep flood water.
And we did use them during the hurricane.
So. Yes.
This vehicle isn't necessarily to provide emergency evacuation. It's instead of running one of our police cars through what flooded waters, that's how it's been explained to me.
Is this outfitted with the snorkel and all that? Or? Seriously.
Well, no, it can withstand that. Yes. Versus our vehicles, I think we've had two vehicles ruined with electronics and everything else when it's been used that way. So.
Well, we probably want to know what the dollar and cents are. Insurance, maintenance, all that. And the recognition that you're going to have to not let them sit there for 6 months. You're going to turn them over and drive them.
Going to have to label it?
Everything.
You're going to have to make it worthy of
label it, outfit
the prisoner in and all that kind of stuff. You've got to find the prices out. Because it's more than this.
Can we get all those prices?
Can I make a recommendation that we get the vehicle, we don't have to do anything with it?
How long are we going to keep it if you take it?
Okay, well
let's say all those dollars and cents outweigh the need that we don't want it. So I might stop keeping it because I accepted it into some program.
Okay. No, that's all we got to do. Keeping it's going to say mayor on the side.
I don't know about that. I'm 60 miles one way, it'd be $800 a day in gas.
And at this point,
don't encourage them, Karen.
I don't think these things will get to our streets, but that's just me.
So if we can get that information, maybe?
Yeah.
Or does it need an answer by tomorrow?
Need an answer. Do we want it? Yes or no?
What do you want to do, guys? I don't think we need it, and it's not free, so don't think you're giving away something free. Nothing's ever free.
I'm not interested. But
Mr. Redman?
So is that a motion for Mr. Francie to not authorize it?
You're offering that, Mr. Francie?
I guess so.
Mr. Are you checking it?
No, I'm not checking it.
To not get it. You want
no,
it?
That's...
I don't care to tell you the truth one way or the other. If it's as easy as getting it, and if you don't want to use it, you can unload it. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
But before a nickel goes into it, I want to find out how many nickels. That's all I'm saying.
The only thing you're going to be handcuffed with is if something in this program says you got to keep it 6 months, what are you doing with it?
Not for nothing. I'll give the guys credit for even asking, because we get vehicles all the time that we never ask for.
I agree with you.
And, you know, next thing you know, they're painted, they're getting new tires and everything.
That's why I want to be clear. That's why this letter was
generated. For the lack of a second, I will draw my motion.
Okay,
I'll move we get it. But you know what the requirements are,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Offered by Mayor, Mr. O'Neill.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yeah.
Mr. Francie?
No.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to the North Street bulkhead, we received a letter from Mr. Urbanski. Mm-hmm. Tim, are you familiar with this? Can you speak on this?
Sure.
Mr. O'Neill.
Go ahead, Rick.
After the hurricane, during the hurricane, we had problems down at the North Street pump station. The electrical pole washed out. We had a contractor come in and do a quick repair to try to hold things together. It's basically, we've got to fix something. I know Mr. Urbanski is putting a new bulkhead in. The next door neighbor's putting a new bulkhead in. I think that we should put in a little bit of bulkhead around our system, get it set, and let it work. I think we might have to figure a different way to use it with the flapper and the pump, but I don't think that's an insurmountable problem. But we can't have it down.
I agree.
And worse than that, we can't have it fall down.
Right.
I agree with Rick 100%, but it's not clear to me that it's just bulkhead work. I mean, at this point, this...
We could have pump and service. We have somebody that's dealt with that for years. Have them look at it.
And I agree, as opposed to getting a full-blown engineering solution and a full boat plans and all of that that entails. And at this point, if we could get somebody like pumping services to come in on it and restore the pump to some degree of working condition.
I don't believe that it doesn't work. I think it's on the verge of, if it's let deteriorate in this fashion, it's not going to work.
So you want to send someone down there to take, make
yeah.
an analysis?
Well, I'll find out who it is that does the work.
Mr. O'Neill, a couple of months ago, the council had asked me to do an evaluation at the station and put some prices to it.
Okay.
I could recirculate that memo again. I want to say it was probably around November, October.
Yeah, I know you
November.
Were down there.
So I
definitely, we have at least one new member, so make sure we all get that
I
again.
I can recirculate
please.
That that memo again.
Please.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we'll Carolyn, put this back on for the second meeting of this month?
Yep.
But the bulkhead that surrounds it is very porous. Sure. And it's not much.
So let's get the memo in our hands and
30 feet maybe?
Yeah, we'll make a decision at the next meeting.
So I'm figuring
out the other guy.
The neighbor's yard. And maybe the box where the pipe falls.
Well, the box is all brand new. That's what I was looking
at. But the problem with the box is, from making it brand new, the flapper doesn't open because I think they made the opening too tight. But we got to look at that. All right.
And Ricky, at this point, we get pumping services, and we need to restore the automatic control.
Right.
Right now, the pump only works if Johnny turns it on.
Right.
If it is pumping services, I'm not sure.
Bill, make sure we get that by the end of the week.
Well, pumping services who we use on the Valley Street.
Oh, is it? Okay, then it's those guys. So.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, the next item is the Highlands Business Partnership request for approval of an additional event, a new event.
Carly, you want to give us a little
taste of Highlands?
Give us a little insight as to what you're requesting?
Yeah, the copy of the letter. Yes.
Not in your packet, but in the council packet.
Basically, we were planning the Taste of Highlands. We tried to do it many years ago. We were before our time. We couldn't get enough participation. And recently, the EBA expressed interest in doing an event with us, you know, to raise money. And a lot of the restaurants have requested over the past couple of years. So we decided to give it a shot. We made a logo, and we're going to advertise it in our new visitor guide. We're going to do a billboard, try to spark some interest, and it's a short notice. And we're going to use the proceeds. We're going to sell 500 tickets, hopefully, at $40. There'll be about 20 stops, two trolleys circulating throughout town.
Have like a map of where to go, whatever.
A map of where to go, a tote bag with the logo, like a
when did you want to do this? What,
June 23rd. And actually, Sergeant Burton would chair the committee. We have meetings beginning next week with the establishment. We'll be meeting bi-weekly at each establishment so we have everything off the ground. And we're hoping to spur a lot of walking traffic that day. It's early, noon to 6 p.m.
What day of the week is it?
It's a Saturday. And for the proceeds, we're going to be the Highlands Business Partnership, and I believe, I don't want to speak for the PBA, but also we're going to be using all the proceeds for holiday decorations for 2012.
Nice. What do you need from us besides showing up? And buying tickets.
Yeah. Should we do a resolution at the next meeting?
Well, do we need to do anything else?
No cost to the town, right?
No. No cost to the town. And whatever profits we make, we're going to go, like I said, to the decorations. We're going to deduct the cost of the trolleys if we can't find a sponsor for them, but we are working on that. And then obviously come, you know, sell tickets, whatever you can do, spread the word. Just basically letting you guys know since and the police chief and Mr. Bill, there'll be trolleys circulating throughout town, people, and just for public safety, really.
Okay.
Just getting it permission.
All right. Does anybody have a problem with it?
No, if it's not possible.
Sure. Chris, Beth?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, so put it on.
Do a resolution for next meeting?
Please. Next meeting gives you enough time to get everything off the ground? Do a resolution for this 2 weeks from tonight?
Well, I mean, we could give a reverberation.
We know we're going to do it, obviously. Right. Everybody here is good with it.
Okay. Only because, like, the visitor guide in print, right?
Right. You know, yeah, no, we're good.
They're telling you to put it in print.
Okay.
The next item is the consent agenda. I would like to state that under resolution R-1257, there is a typo in the last paragraph. It should be George Ruth, not George Roberts, our planning board member.
Good job. Does anybody have any questions or concerns with the consent agenda at the table?
Is this pilot program from the bid on that consent agenda this year? This issue about doing some work?
The Bay Avenue work. It's.
Is that on the consent agenda?
No.
No, okay. Sir.
We're going to discuss that?
That's not listed on here.
No. That pilot from the bid, that was under her report. She spoke briefly about it.
It's just a courtesy
for maintenance on Bay Avenue.
We do put in the extra money in our budget, and we're going to have a contract with Frank Green Landscaping and his crew, and all the equipment will be included, and they'll be doing cleanup every week, either a Thursday or Friday, weather permitting, including picking up any large debris or things that we always complain about, mattresses, television.
And they'll coordinate with Mr. Hill about any habitual offenders?
Everything, right. All of that's going to be documented. He'll be doing, they'll be doing the weeding, the sweeping, just cleaning up constantly on Bay Avenue once a week.
Did you bid this out?
No, we didn't, but he actually came in lower than we budgeted, but...
that makes it a good deal.
We also wanted to use him because of all the barter and that he's done for the community, so we felt that it was... But if you want us to do that, we don't have a problem doing that.
Do whatever you want to do. I was just asking, that's all. All right.
Technically, since we're doing work in the public right of way, I'm not sure if you'd be required, but we certainly should do that if we want to get pretty close.
Well, you should find out, shouldn't you, whether you have to do that or not?
I'm sorry?
You should find out whether you have to get three quotes, shouldn't you? Before you put it out?
Well, we normally don't have to as the nonprofit, but since it's on borough property, I'm not sure. I could look into that, if we...
Mr. Hill, can you coordinate that? At least the competitive? Yeah. Okay. Anyone else have any questions, consent agenda from the table? Seeing none, I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second
by Mr. Francie. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Except for the fee on the payment of bills. That's on this list, right? Is that on the consent agenda?
Payment of bills,
yes. Sir. Yeah. Number 14.
For the work done out at the Veterans Park. Voting on that.
Is that to, what was it, the grant?
Yep.
That's number 14.
That was the $1,500 for the concrete. The dirt that was dumped down there.
And Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
I'm going to abstain on R12-52.
Okay.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to resolution R12-01, resolution appointing a municipal attorney and authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for professional legal services. And that would be, someone want to offer a name?
I'll offer Bruce Padula. We just have one thing, Bruce, in the taxes is not in there, but the claim plan is. So it's kind of 601, half dozen of the other. Okay. But we'll...
So that would be item E on page 2. Instead of tax appeals, it would be plan depuration litigation.
Pretty much, yeah. Just sort them one thing at the number Bruce
and
came in at.
It would be at a dollar amount of $63,000 annually at a monthly retainer of $5,250.
Okay. I'll offer that with those.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Second by Mr. Francie. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On for introduction and setting of a public hearing date, Mayor Nolan, I didn't know which one you wanted, March 21st, April 4th, April 18th.
Okay. Do we have...
don't these have to go to the planning board?
Yes, they do.
Tomorrow.
So have
they
we
have
set
30
a date?
Days to respond.
Okay, so we can't do it then at the end of this month, so let's set it go to the planning board and set it for the first meeting in April.
In April, mm-hmm. April 4th?
Please.
Okay. Is Ordinance 0-12-9... An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 21 of the Revised General Code of the Borough of Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, entitled Zoning, to modify the requirements of the MH Mobile Home Resident District and to further allow mid-rise multifamily development in the MH zone as conditional uses, and to establish regulations pertaining thereto. So this would be a motion to introduce, set a public hearing date for April 4th. In the meantime, this would be forwarded to the planning board for review at their meeting tomorrow night.
I'll offer that.
Second.
Offered by Mayor Nolan, seconded by Mr. Franti. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Franti? Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for introduction and setting up a public hearing date for April 14th. Is Ordinance 0-12-10, an ordinance of the Borough of Hounds, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, amending and supplementing Chapter 21, entitled Zoning and Land Use Regulations, to modified uses in the B1, B2, WC2, and the R-1.03 and MAXD zone districts. This would also be forwarded to the planning board for tomorrow.
I'll offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Franti. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Franti?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Are copies of the ordinances attached to the...
yes, council? The public has them.
Yeah.
And they'll have them tomorrow night. Okay.
Karen, do me a favor and make them available at Borough Hall, too. Not that you wouldn't, but just make sure you have some copies at Borough Hall.
Yes.
As we move forward, people might, you know, they can't make the meetings, might want to see them.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, on for second reading and public hearing at this time is Ordinance 0-12-1, an ordinance of the Borough of Highlands in the County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, authorizing the Borough of Highlands to revert to a calendar fiscal year from a state fiscal year.
Steve,
this was
the
published in the February 10th edition of the Two River Times. Mayor Nolan, you may now open for a public hearing.
Let me ask Steve, do you have any comments before we...
Just to let everybody know, the state has requested that the town convert back to a calendar year. In doing so, we have to adopt an ordinance that's on for tonight. And we have to do, we're going to have a six-month transition budget running from July 1st to December 31st, 2012. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, we'll be back on a calendar year budget cycle.
Okay. I'll open the public hearing. Any questions on the ordinance reverting the calendar fiscal year? Ms. Bucko?
I just wanted to know...
Name and address, I'm sorry, for the record.
Carol Bucko, 330 Short Drive. I just wanted to know what the benefits are going back to a fiscal calendar year, because I remember when we changed to a fiscal year, many people won't even remember that, but the reason we changed to the fiscal year was to save the town from bankruptcy at the time. And... I want to know what the cost benefits are and so forth of going back to a calendar year.
There should be no change in any cost of any service that's delivered from a change from a fiscal year to a calendar year.
Up or down?
Right. The original, back when we did it in 1992, the town was facing severe financial crisis. The change to the fiscal year was a method that the state devised in order to help towns
bail themselves out, yeah,
out of the problems that they have. The other thing that it did at that point in time was to help relieve cash flow problems.
Right.
And it had worked all these years. The state, though, wants to put everybody back on a calendar year basis.
How many towns are left on fiscal? Not too many, right?
Under 50.
In the whole state?
Less than that, yeah. Now, it wasn't... you know, maybe 80 maybe was, you know, but that's the move that the state would like to see from the costing standpoint. It costs us anything. I mean, our costs are what they are, whether they run from July or...
It's irrelevant, yeah. Okay, any other questions on that subject? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing.
On for third and final reading and adoption is Ordinance 0-12-1, an ordinance of the Borough of Highlands and the County of Monmouth and the State of New Jersey, authorizing the Borough of Highlands to revert to a calendar fiscal year from a state fiscal year.
I'll offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Franti?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Sorry. Moving on to public portion.
First name on the list, Ed O'Neill.
Yes, Ed O'Neill, 286 Bay Avenue, Highlands. A couple of months ago, I applied for a job at the recycling yard. I'm a veteran. I hear Mr. O'Neill before making a nice statement about the veterans and the historical families too. stated before, sign the paper, let the senior man come in and take over. It's like being a medical chair. I was fine with that. All I asked was for consideration that when that job came open again, that I'd be given that position again. No strings attached. I just asked for consideration to get that job back. I ran the old machine down there. I was the boss under quite a few of you for a long time. I've got plenty of commendations in my file in there from people that I've helped in this town. Some of them are even sitting here probably. I ran all the equipment down there. I took care of that thing. I'm actually one of the guys that actually set the recycling yard up when it was being built and set up. I also had a phone conversation about 2 months or so ago with Mr. Nolan, mm-hmm. if you remember right. What was your words to me then, Mr. Nolan?
You'd be considered, and you were.
No, that's not what you said.
What did I say?
Your words to me, your exact words were, I should have gotten the decision. That was your exact words to me over the phone.
When you sold us that you had a verbal agreement from an ex-employee?
I never said I had a verbal agreement.
You did say that.
No, I did not.
Okay.
I said to you, I asked Mr. Hilling, when I turned that letter in, I asked Mr. Hilling if I would have first preference on it. He didn't make any promises to me.
Okay.
It was stated in the letter to the mayor and council.
Okay.
I don't even think you were mayor at that time. All right? I just asked for consideration for that fact. Now, I'm a veteran. I'm a senior. You know what? I think that as a guy that's been lifelong in this town, you know what? I think I should have been given consideration at first crack at that job.
Well, you're saying consideration. You weren't given consideration.
No, I don't think I was.
Okay.
I don't think I was.
Okay.
There's been some comments made by a few. Matter of fact, Mr. Norman, let me ask you something. The last time I was at this meeting, was I very disrespectful?
I don't remember. I'm not going to lie.
The only one that wasn't here then was Mr. Redman. You weren't here then. Mr. Francie, that meeting, was I disrespectful? Did I shout?
Are we talking last year?
About 6 weeks ago. One day pushed off this thing. You were going to go to the civil service about this. Maybe that position had to be civil service qualified. Okay? Was I disrespectful at all to anybody? I get up. I said my piece almost the same as I said this. Never blew off the steam like I probably would have done years ago, maybe. But I was very impressed. Yet, the following day, Mr. O'Neill comes to the yard of the Borough Garage.
Talking about me?
I'm talking about you. You came to the yard, told my brother that I blew up at that meeting, that I was shouting at everybody. It never happened.
No, that's secondhand. I never said that.
And you know what? My brother ain't a liar, but I know for a fact that you are.
Whatever, boo. Yeah. Whatever, boo.
Yeah.
We're not going to get in the middle of a personal family
matter.
All right, so what's the deal?
Boo, we went in another direction.
That's all.
They went in another direction. The whole group went in another direction.
Yeah. But it didn't go in my direction.
No.
So that bullshit that he just handed off about the veterans and let's do that and let's help them out.
He didn't say he was giving anybody a job. We gave him a moment of silence for two dead kids.
I understand that, but it was all also for a couple of veterans, too. So apparently,
two dead kids.
I've said my question.
Okay. Carol Bucko?
I just wanted to ask about the setting of the public hearing date for those two ordinances. Carolyn, I don't know whether I misheard you. I thought you said one was on April 4th, and then you said one was on April 3rd.
Maybe I did. It should both be 4th. The first Wednesday. The 4th?
The 4th is the first Wednesday. Yeah. Okay.
That it, Ms. Buckle? Okay. John Bentham?
Yeah, John Bentham, Greenham, Washington Avenue. I know a few of us here tonight just want to know what the status of the situation at Washington Avenue is.
Yeah, you want to give an update on what you've been doing?
Basically, we were out there. We located the right-of-way around the marina as requested by Mayor and Council. Mr. Nolan also asked us to work up a potential cost estimate for repairs of the roadway and the bulkhead. And that's pretty much where we are at this point.
Okay.
So it's the town's intention now to fix the bulkhead next to the street?
At some point, the town's going to be responsible if it's not taken care of.
Okay.
So I can tell you because it's possible or, you know, litigation or whatever.
Is there any time frame for that? I mean, we're now 6 months down the line.
I don't disagree with you, John. Everything you're saying is true.
Okay. you know. And I mean, everybody in our neighborhood is basically just wondering, you know, how long is it going to drag on? I mean, that whole situation, I mean, there's like no quality of life down on the street.
I disagree with you. We're hoping to have some new news before the next meeting. If so, I will personally have a special meeting here. And if everyone else can attend, fantastic. If not, and I'll make you aware when that is.
So then basically what I think I'm hearing is if Mr. Roziak was here, he doesn't take action to remediate the problem, then the town's going to come in and do it.
I think like any situation, if someone doesn't take action by a certain time, the town always has to step in with no slight or anything to
Mr.
Roziak.
Well, I mean, the town's obviously got the obligation to protect its assets, which is the street and the utility.
As well as give you a quality of life restored.
Exactly, and everything like that, so that's more than understood.
We agree with everything you're saying, John.
Okay.
Good. Brian Cobb?
Brian Cobb, 11 Recreation Place. Follow up with what John just asked. We are concerned, obviously, I sent to the mayor pictures of what's going on.
And we emailed each other back and forth. You're 100% right.
Having said that, there is concern. I realize the mayor just said that they're looking at, you're in the preliminary stages of looking at this problem in terms of a long-term solution.
We've been looking at it for a while, Brian. This is nothing preliminary about what we're doing.
Well, I think this is my question to the borough. Could we set up a meeting with when the borough's plans start to get more concrete?
I make that commitment to you without question, Brian.
Okay.
Without question.
I'll be in touch.
I'll send you an email. John, I have his email, and anybody else, you can send it out to anyone you want.
Very good.
Okay?
One more quick question.
Go ahead, sir.
There was, back in October, November, there were discussions about funding. I'm talking about FEMA applications.
What are we talking about now? There's two different things, though. Funding of a bulkhead or funding of the street?
Talking about funding of the street.
Okay. Mr. Hill, you have some information on the funding of the streets surrounding the marina? Of what preliminary information you have?
We have put a public works project worksheet in with FEMA. The preliminary indications are they are willing to fund a portion of the roadway, but the roadway only at this point. We haven't gotten any definite commitment from FEMA, but we've been in contact with them, and that public works project is in. They've given us pretty good indication that it is definitely a worthy project of looking at. But like I said, it doesn't include, as Mr. Lubner alluded to before, doesn't include the bulkhead, but protective measure of the roadway if we get to that point.
Okay, so there is an application in the queue.
There's a public works application that was submitted to FEMA in addition to the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program application that was submitted to FEMA October 15th. So we've kept every avenue of applying open, and we've done so. Public Works applications, hopefully we'll hear within the next couple of weeks whether or not they're going to consider that for funding. Preliminarily, though, they've given us very positive indications.
Good feedback.
Very
so
good
when
feedback.
So you say Public Works, this is a type of FEMA?
Yes, it's one of the projects. It's one of the seven projects that we were able to put in, and that includes your preparation, your debris removal. They have different classifications. They call them PWs, and we submitted seven, not including the HMGP program that we submitted prior. So every opportunity we've had, we tried
to
see.
And what did the Hazard Mitigation Program cover?
The Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, when we submitted that, I believe that was inclusive of what Dale alluded to, too, was the potential of the bulkhead. We were trying to get everything in there that we could.
Correct.
FEMA did
two different channels.
Give us indications, though, that working on private property with that type of money wasn't something that they normally do. So I'll be quite honest with you. We put a lot of things out there, and we're hoping for the best. So we're still seeking that.
Is FEMA, did they have a deadline on this, when they're going to give an answer? No.
The deadline was to apply, which we met all those deadlines.
Mm-hmm. For instance, I put in the public works applications that went in December or wherever that were filed on time. We've been getting dribs and drabs of information that public work project number one for preparation, they've approved, they've gone over the paperwork, they sent a check electronically to the governing body. We then certify and then send it. A couple weeks later, oh, guess what? Project number two was already in the hopper and it was funded. So that's how it works.
I don't give you a heads up. Right?
Now, when Mr. Pfeffer sees it electronically, he lets me know the good news.
Question, how can you fix the roadway without fixing the bulkhead?
I prefer that to...
And that brings up some legal questions, because obviously there's legal issues because there's different ownership interests involved. So it's hard to get into that now. That's what we're sorting through now in conjunction with, you know, engineering participation in that. So that's a little difficult to answer.
But bottom line, if there's no activity, we will move forward.
At some point, right. We're hoping it doesn't come back.
And take care of our assets.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Peter Mullen? Mr. Mullen?
Mine is the same subject. I'm deferring to your special meeting.
Okay, no problem. Obviously, everybody will know about it. Mr. Rosiak?
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to defer to that special meeting.
So you'll be more than welcome to come, sir. Possible. You'll be more than welcome.
I'm a little bit confused. I, for example, Mr. Francie just mentioned about no action is taken. I sent in writing to Mr. Hill at the end of January that additional erosion was happening and we thought we should build up the temporary bulkhead a little bit further and suggested specifically what music go in the road. So I've yet to receive a response for that. So I'm hearing on the one hand that if I don't take any action and yet when I request to do some action, there's no response. It's confusing.
I will say to you, your attorney contacted our attorney as well as our engineer today and asked us not to go into any further details on what I said. So I'd like to keep that, if we can, keep an amicable relationship and try to come to a resolution between us.
If we can do that, that would be terrific.
I think that's in everybody's best interest. So we're going
to... May I ask the question, a follow-up to Brian's then? One of the specific areas that I had forwarded to you guys way back when that I was told about was 406 mitigation, which would include public and private. Has that application been done?
Mr. Hill?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I'll send you another copy of the memo from early October.
Please, and can you copy us all, Mr. Rosa?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. I will tell everybody we have a private meeting on Friday with Congressman Pallone. We're going to have all the mayors in his district. He asked us to host it, which we are. Anyone in our council, obviously, is invited to go, and we're going to have a brief comments about this issue as well as the flood mitigation that Mr. Francie has been spearheading lately with T&M. And we're obviously going to talk to him about giving some, fair light on our stuff that's happening here with FEMA. So in the past, he's helped us. Hopefully, he still will. And we'll report to you what happens on that in the next meeting. Mr. Thomas?
Yes, Frank Thomas. 49, how do you have?
Yes, sir.
So that means that we're going to look into a combined permit or something from FEMA, which would be...
Well, FEMA would be the funding. It's getting a little... Dale, you want to speak to the permit thing? Because I know we talked about this as far as... Not exact, but that there is different entities involved here. And...
Yeah, it's our understanding that there may be a letter from DEP to put the bulkhead back in its... in the prior condition. In other words, put back what was there, same height, same length, same width, not change anything. However, from the borough's end, there might be additional approval, say, because it does, the bulkhead does, in fact, hold the road. It protects the roadway. If DEP is satisfied, that would be one entity, but like I said, the second part may be a borough approval as well.
There's actually a third part. If FEMA puts money into it, they may require better than before. So that's all the things we're sorting out. It's not an easy answer to give you, and I don't mean to not give you an answer. But if we're getting funding from any source, sometimes they can dictate what type of replacement we put in. So that's kind of what we're trying to all sort out.
Yes, but, you know, the bulkhead is owned by one person, but it protects, you know, 250 families over there.
We understand.
It's not something that isn't tied into our flood plan or flood actions or whatever we're going to call this thing.
The initial estimate, ballpark?
And is this going to be talked over with Pallone?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Absolutely, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're trying to get federal funding, obviously. It benefits everybody.
You'll look into the different applications that need to be filed. So if it came down to millions and millions of dollars to fix this thing, it could be divided up between the government and the state and the town. And
we've been doing that right along to the degree that the applications that we filed, yes.
Yeah, but you know, this is like 6 months.
We agree.
When a car went through Marine Place there, oh, I don't know, 25 years ago, the thing was fixed right away.
I don't know the impact in dollars and cents on this. You're talking almost $4 million on this. Our budget is about $80 a year.
So. Yeah, but I mean, it is $4 million to fix what is falling over now.
If we fix the street, in effect, will hamper the ability to fix the bulkhead the correct way.
You've got to fix the bulkhead before the street.
Correct.
I usually put my socks on before I put my
shoes. I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. But you also there's also a cost for the socks and the shoes.
Yeah,
and
you have to own both of them.
Right.
I'm going to turn to. I gave it to Mr. Rosiak. I'll just hand it to you fellows that there are. I'll give it to Tim Hill later on. I was talking to a fellow that does a lot of old boat bulkhead work at Earl and around in different places. The name of his company was Hydro Marine. It does some sort of injecting of concrete around old pilings and bulkheads and stuff. Kind of sounded, when I explained to him what happened, I said, have you seen this site? He goes, no, I've fixed lots of them. And he said that the vinyl kicked out on the bottom and the water pushed it over on the top. I said, exactly what happened. So I'll turn.
Please give that information to Mr. Hill. Now, if there is FEMA money involved, there's also ways you have to go about. There's state contracts. There's a bunch of things. But we'll cross that. We hope we get to that.
If nothing else, you fellas could look at this guy's website and see what he does. And T&M could look at it. Maybe
it's a point of reference. Absolutely.
You know. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Carl Cefala.
Is it about this issue? Or
it's anything. It's just the public portion.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I forgot earlier that this year the Twin Lights is celebrating their 150th birthday, and we met with them.
Is there an exact date or month? Or?
They're going to have a couple of series of events, but the main day is actually June 24th, the day after Taste of Islands.
Great.
And we are gave them a page in the visitor guide and stuff to promote what they're doing.
They need anything from us, run it through Mr. Hill, you know, obviously.
And then I just want to comment, you know, about the maintenance program. If you guys request us to get, if you would like us to get proposals, we will, but we would need to know right away because the program is kind of...
Mr. Hill's going to talk to you tomorrow. Just get a comparable bid. Just wait. You always want to be transparent, not that you're not. You always want to be bulletproof and not open to question.
The reason
that's all.
We went with Mr. Ram has donated over $50,000.
He's been a good partner, Carla. We get it. It's good. We're not trying to...
Carl, all I was saying that if you should look into whether you have to do it that way or not. If you have to, you should
so
do
Mr.
That
Hill will contact you tomorrow and work it out. See if we can get something comparable.
I know the statute says if we do work in the public right-of-way. So I guess that is the public right-of-way. Is that correct, sir?
I'm sorry, it's not the public right-of-way.
Would the Bay Avenue maintenance program be considered the public right-of-way?
Yes, I believe so, but I'll take a look at that. Tim and I will talk about it.
The statute's on our website, but then I guess we would...
With that, I'll offer to adjourn.
I'll second.
Thanks for coming out, everybody.
All favor, aye. All right, well,